It's time for the fishing report. Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abruscato, and I'll go ahead and ask Sean, because I know you won't, how will the time change this weekend affect the fishing?
We'll get to that. As we talk to Captain Bobby, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company with the gear you need to go catching and fishing, but mostly catching. Mm-hmm. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses when you check him out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And yeah, Captain Bobby, this is a tough question. Dalton's bringing the heat here. How will springing forward on the clocks affect the speckled trout? How do they deal with that?
Oh, well, you know, they just have to set their clocks forward just a little bit.
Other than that, it should be fine.
They're awake and ready when we are.
Very good. All right.
But you get the few that forget to make the adjustment and don't get the memo, and, you know, they're the late biters or early biters. I don't know.
You know, if I was like you, if I was a guide and the bite didn't start, you know, on that Sunday morning for like an hour or something, I'd say, you see what happened? They didn't set their clocks forward. They didn't know it was time to be up.
Yes. Yeah, I got a complete book of guide excuses of why we're not catching fish. I'm going to have to add that one to it.
Let's talk about this as we've kind of gone through a temperature roller coaster here in the local waters. They were warm, then cooled back off, and now I guess on the way back up.
It's on the way back up, yeah. And I'll tell you something. It was we talked, I'm sure, a couple weeks ago. Just you know, we had a string of just off the chart record book trips, early transition, and then we had that slug of cold weather a week ago Monday, and it just kind of sent everything almost like, just almost like lockjaw. It really went night and day in a matter of 2 days. You know, we finished up a week ago Wednesday, it was 51 degrees when we started, and we started today, it was 63. So like I said, like you just said, it's coming back up, and the fish are reacting to it. We had the best, had a string of some slower trips last week or so, and then yesterday was the best trip we've had in a week and a half, and we've already started out catching fish today. So it's starting to happen again, this water temperature, and of course I'm sure Dr. Bill's already told you guys how nice and warm it's going to get for the next several days, and that's going to bring that water temperature up, and these fish are going to react to it. They didn't go anywhere. They just kind of got stuck to the bottom. We even caught a couple bull reds the other day that had the little worms on their bellies, which is if you ever caught anything like that, that just tells you those fish are just sitting in that mud, which is what they do when they get shocked with cold weather like that. So that's all the bad news. The good news is, like I said, the good news is that, as they're starting to do right now, they're biting much, much better in the last couple of days than they have over the last week.
Yeah, and by now, getting into this far into March, I mean, yes, we can have some more cold fronts, that's for sure, but we are starting that that transition. So if somebody's thinking about going spring fishing, late winter or spring, whatever they want to call it, because of, you know, or daylight saving time or daylight standard time fishing, how do they get a trip booked with you?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is the website. There's contact information on there for us. You can either call or email us and get set up with us for now, like you said, or if you want to, you're looking at some dates later into the spring or early summer, which is really the magic period. We still have some dates open for that, too.
All right. Somebody going this weekend, that thaw's happening. Are we still in the dead-end rivers? You talked about being on the flats a couple weeks ago on the show, you know, over the oysters. Where would you send us?
Concentrate on the flats, particularly near the mouths of the rivers, flats where there's shell or grass. You still want to have your finfish imitations tied on, but I think I carried 14 rods today, and I think 10 of them have corks with voodoos on them. So you're going to probably want to start looking more at that type of lure. Look for those slicks or any kind of bait indication and kind of drift into them. But it's going to be a flat steel, I think, now with this water temperature coming up.
That's all I need to know is what Captain Bobby has tied on. Thank you, man. I will be talking to you soon.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by the great folks at McCoy Outdoor Company.